Streamline. County Government of Nakuru has launched 16 primary care networks, PCN, to enhance access to drugs and healthcare services. The statement was made while observing that strengthening primary healthcare, PHC, is crucial for achieving universal health coverage, UHC. County Secretary and Head of Public Service, Dr. Samuel Mwaura, said the PCN framework ensures that quality primary healthcare services are available and accessible to the population. With the establishment of PCNs, primary care networks, we can expand access to quality PHC and intensify PCN rollout to achieve UHC, universal health coverage, as per the national requirement, the official noted. In a nutshell, PCNs are local organizations set up to improve patient care in their regions and make primary health care more efficient and effective. Moreover, it's a strategic approach developed by the national government to establish connections between health facilities and the community. The national government, in collaboration with counties and development partners, is implementing an initiative to revolutionize healthcare delivery by establishing PCN in all 47 devolved units. Additionally, PCN is a comprehensive approach that focuses on health promotion, disease prevention, treatment, rehabilitation, and palliative care, ensuring continuous and coordinated care. Hence, Dr. Mwaura mentioned that the health department in the devolved unit is enhancing PCN implementation and will utilize strategic communication and advocacy tools for future PHC, PCN efforts. This journey underscores our commitment to ensuring high quality and affordable healthcare for all, thereby contributing to the global agenda of universal health coverage. The networks will integrate various levels of healthcare delivery and coordinate multidisciplinary health teams to ensure comprehensive and coordinated care, explained Dr. Mwaura. Speaking when he held a progress review meeting with the PCN teams from Bahati and Gilgil sub-counties, the official highlighted, these PCNs are run by multidisciplinary teams, MDTs, who conduct regular outreach in the community, forming various support groups to help patients with better access to healthcare services and management. This initiative is greatly benefiting Nakuru residents by ensuring consistent access to necessary healthcare, improving patient support, and enhancing overall community health. Thus, primary healthcare is the cornerstone of the healthcare system, providing essential health services that are universally accessible to individuals and families in the community, he pointed out. However, Dr. Mwaura observed that primary healthcare is not just the first level of contact with the health system but also the foundation for a healthy society, addressing the majority of an individual's health needs throughout their life. Therefore, primary healthcare is a holistic and community-oriented approach that aims to address fundamental health needs and improve overall health outcomes. The county secretary also indicated that the PCN model goes beyond traditional healthcare delivery, representing a holistic reimagining of healthcare services as these networks are poised to address most of an individual's health needs throughout their life, offering a more integrated, accessible, and practical approach to health and well-being. The model aligns with global health priorities, including the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, particularly Goal 3, which focuses on ensuring healthy lives and promoting well-being for all at all ages. He added that it also addresses other related SDGs such as reducing inequalities and promoting gender equality by ensuring that women, children and the marginalized groups have better access to healthcare. With significant healthcare access and quality disparities between urban and rural areas and different socioeconomic groups, Dr. Mwaura said PCNs offer a chance to bridge these gaps by bringing quality healthcare closer to the people, particularly in underserved areas. Furthermore, one of the key advantages of PCNs is their focus on preventive and curative care and that integrating these aspects, the model promises to improve health outcomes by preventing illnesses from occurring in the first place and treating them when they, unfortunately, do. Dr. Mwaura noted that the PCN model fosters a more patient-centered approach to healthcare as it focuses on the needs and circumstances of individual communities and allows the networks to provide more tailored and effective health services. This approach is essential in a country as diverse as Kenya, where healthcare needs can vary widely from one community to another. PCNs become community-centered hubs that reflect and respond to the specific health needs of the local populace, he added. Dr. Mwaura also emphasized that PCNs are paving the way for a new era of healthcare delivery by providing an efficient, integrated, and affordable healthcare system.